we've been playing in these grungy mungholes waiting for our big break.
The numbers all go to 11.
I am a golden god!
Yeah! Cello.
Okay, this is a bass guitar, and it's the exact same thing, but instead of playing like this, you tip it on the side. Cello.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, joins us every Friday with the movies. You heard some clips from old favorites. Rafer recognizes all of them.
Spinal Tap, School
That's
of
right.
Rock.
That's right. He's the trivia man. This week, though, do we have any candidates for immortality in the movies? Movie number one is Me Before You.
I would say not on that one, but that's a weepy romance with Emilia Clarke and Sam Claflin. She's a working-class British girl who falls in love with an extremely handsome, very wealthy man who is a quadriplegic.
Let's take a little taste of the wedding cake here.
You never would have been looking at these breasts if you hadn't been in a wheelchair.
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You would have been too busy looking at the leggy blondes, the ones you can smell an expense account at 40 bases. And anyway, I would have been over there serving the drinks.
One of the invisibles. Am I right?
Yes, but in my defense, I was an ass.
Yep.
Do you know something, Clark? You are pretty much the only thing that makes me want to get up in the morning.
Does this work as a relationship?
I'm going to break my answer down into sort of two sections. I think as a standard weepy romance, love story, Fault in Our Stars,
right,
that kind of thing, it's not bad. And Emilia Clarke is actually really adorable and fun. However, I found that this movie sent a very strangely negative message about the value of life in a wheelchair. And I think that there's already been at least one advocacy group that has come out and called the film to task for this. And it really lands a very sour note to me at the end of this film. This is not the kind of film that I would normally recommend to you, John.
Oh, right.
But I'd
so
be
it
very
sort of like
interested.
Wants to kill himself by the end or something like that?
I don't want to spoil too much, but I'd be very interested to see what you make of the end of this film, if you can stand it.
They always get it wrong. I won't bother, but thank you. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, all right.
Movie number two, Pop Star, Never Stopping. The trailers are unbelievable for this. Here's a little montage.
Ever since I was born, I was dope.
Watch out! Watch out!
It's Connor!
I've got it all, and I'm getting more.
LaVie's hologram! So expensive!
Connor currently has 32 people on his personal payroll.
Sure, Connor surrounds himself with people who are agreeable.
This is send-up, but also commentary on the way pop music and pop stars work.
It's the Lonely Island movie. Andy Samberg plays Connor for Real, who's this auto-tuned, successful pop singer. And, you know, you've seen their SNL videos, I'm on a Boat, things like that. This is kind of a collection of those things. Those are the moments that are the funniest. There's a rap song called Things in My Jeep. There's a song that sort of a ballad that compares lovemaking to the assassination of Osama bin Laden. Kind of inane, weird things like that that are funny. It's not the Spinal Tap that it wants to be, and it's not as pointed a satire as it wants to be, I think, because they kind of suffer from Jimmy Fallon syndrome. They've got all the celebrities are in there in the movie, Carrie Underwood, Ringo Starr, Questlove, Nas. They're all part of the joke, and so they don't really skewer anyone or really kind of stick it to anybody in a way that I kind of wish they would. But it's funny, and it has its moments.
It's like hanging out in a very crowded limousine.
It is a little bit like that. And the stars don't say anything that funny. They're just there to kind of show how cool they are and that they're willing to be good sports about it all.
And now the main event, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Dudes?
What?
He jumped.
He jumped?
All right. One for all.
Wait. You don't have a shoot.
I don't need a shoot. I got my board.
Delightful or parent killer?
You know, I never know how to review these movies because everything that I would normally consider a negative in a film, like the ugly-looking characters and the loudness and sort of the overall irritatingness of it, seem to be exactly the kind of things that people want from it. So I guess I'd say this movie delivers.
Going to be a big, big hit. Rafer Guzman, have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
Rafer Guzman is the film critic for Newsday. We love you on Fridays.
Thanks, John.
There's a
lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.